From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. At least five UN workers, including one American, have been killed in a Taliban attack on a private guest house in the Afghan capital, Kabul. Two Afghan security guards and a civilian also lost their lives. NPR's Soraya Zahari-Nelson has more from Kabul.
At least three gunmen carrying explosives stormed the guarded compound where the UN workers were sleeping. Military helicopters flew overhead as Afghan security forces and the militants exchanged gunfire for an hour. At a news conference, the UN Special Envoy to Afghanistan, Kai Ida, said the attack would not stop UN work in Afghanistan, but he said he was reviewing what additional measures to take to protect the international body's employees. The Taliban claimed responsibility for the attack. A spokesman says it's the first of many it plans to carry out to thwart next month's presidential runoff elections here. 2 hours after the UN attack, militants fired a rocket at a luxury hotel in Kabul used by foreigners. But the rocket did not explode and no casualties were reported. Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News, Kabul.
A car bomb went off today in a crowded market in the northwestern Pakistani city of Peshawar. The blast killed at least 87 people and wounded hundreds of others. Today's bombing was the latest in a surge of attacks this month. This afternoon, President Obama will sign a new hate crimes bill into law. The bill extends the definition of federal hate crimes to include attacks against people based on disability, sexual orientation, or gender identity. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
This bill revises the original 1968 hate crimes law in many different ways. For example, until now, federal prosecutors could only charge people with hate crimes when the victims were engaged in federally protected activities, such as jury duty or visiting a national park. Now the Justice Department has much broader authority. State and local officials may still handle most hate crime prosecutions, but this bill lets the federal government contribute money, tools, and investigators. The law also has provisions to educate local law enforcement officials about hate crimes, and the bill expands the government's ability to track hate crime statistics. President Obama will hold a bill signing ceremony in the White House Rose Garden. Attorney General Eric Holder will join him, as will leaders from gay, lesbian, and disability rights groups. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
The Commerce Department reported today that orders to factories for big-ticket items rose in September by 1%. Orders were led by the biggest jump in demand for machinery in 18 months and offset weakness in commercial aircraft and autos. Big-ticket items or durable goods or items expected to last at least 3 years. Prices are lower on Wall Street at the opening this morning. At this hour, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 10 points to 98.72. The Nasdaq is down 9 points to 21.08. This is NPR News. NASA workers are getting ready to test launch an experimental version of a new rocket that could replace the aging space shuttles. Bad weather prevented a launch yesterday, and weather remains a concern today. NPR's Nell Greenfield-Boyce has more.
At Kennedy Space Center in Florida, NASA workers are going down their checklists, getting ready to launch the Ares 1X rocket. That's a test version of the new 327-foot-high rocket that NASA is designing to take a capsule of astronauts up into orbit. Yesterday, clouds and wind over the launch pad forced NASA to keep rescheduling the unmanned test flight, hoping for a break in the weather. Last night, there were lightning strikes near the pad, so mission managers had to do checks of the vehicle to make sure all is still okay. NASA officials are hoping to get a brief window of clear skies this morning so they can send Ares 1X up to see how this rocket design withstands the stresses of liftoff. Nell Greenfield-Boyce, NPR News.
The U.S. Chamber of Commerce is looking to put the pressure on moderate Democrats today by airing new TV ads in 7 states and on national cable television, attacking emerging health care legislation, including a government-run insurance option. The Chamber, which is the country's largest business organization, says such a plan would force taxpayers to see their taxes increased, raise people's health care costs, and threaten employer-provided coverage that most Americans already have. A Chamber spokeswoman says the ads would run in states including Maine, Louisiana, and Arkansas, the home to some pivotal moderate senators of both parties. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News.